Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show. Full show tonight and tomorrow, and I've got plenty of guests over the course of the next couple of shows. Happy to have you here on the Good Neighbor News Talk 830 WCCO. Adversity is something that we all have to deal with. Adversity. And it's different for everyone. What I deal with may not be the same issues or problems for you. The issues that you encounter and deal with, likely not the same for me. But when I think about being a rational person, being a rational human being, I think that we have to look through the lens of our everyday lives and understand that living in a different time is going to present different problems. And so, and that's not just for just everyday civilian people like you and I, but also for athletes, okay? Athletes are living in a different time and are dealing with things now that they didn't have to deal with back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. We get that. We understand that. There's disadvantages and there's advantages. And one of the things that's come up has been social media. Social media has at times taken a toll on athletes nowadays. The pressure, the existence of social media, the always being under the microscope, having less privacy. And I understand all of that. The social media age that players are dealing with is unique, but it doesn't compare what the great athletes years ago had to deal with at all. What athletes had to deal with back many, many years ago, the adversity that they had to overcome was much different than having to deal with people trolling you on Twitter or sending you IG messages, whatever the case may be. Adversity is going to be different from one time to another. This came up on the Road Tripping podcast, and I want to play some audio from one of my favorite guys. I'm a big Kendrick Perkins fan. Kendrick Perkins, who is now an NBA analyst on ESPN, he was talking about athletes dealing with adversity in today's sports climate. But I disagree with this take here, but take a listen to what he had to say.
So my question to you guys is, should off-court adversity factor into these debates? Should we be looking just beyond stats? Kirk, we'll start with you.
Here's my thing. I would never take what the guys, Bill Russell's, and what they had to go through for us to be able to perform at a high level, Allie, or even be in the NBA, right? For the NBA to even exist. I wasn't there. But I will say everyone's had their own form of adversity. Back then, it was racism and death threats, right? But having to battle through the adversity of social media as a player elevates right up into that when you talk about mental toughness. But nah, Richard, hear me out. I get it. Like, people lives were on the line, but like, mental health is a real thing. And like, we see so many guys logging off of social media, right? John Wall like talked about like how he wanted to commit suicide. Like, it's a real thing. So everybody's affected in a different way. I'm not trying to put the two together. All I'm saying is this day and age, a lot of these guys are dealing with their own form of adversity, right? And people could say, oh, they just soft or stay off of social media. Not f***ing hard it is to stay off of social media. You go glance at social media at least one time a day. RJ,
I'm not disputing that.
Tsunami.
All right. So look, I love Kendrick Perkins. I'm a fan of his. Want to get him on the show this year and talk to him about the NBA and about the Wolves. That's a terrible take. It's a bad take. I love Perk. But what we have to deal with right now in terms of trolling, people tweeting at you, social media stuff, doesn't even compare to death threats that Bill Russell, that Hank Aaron, various different people had to deal with back in the 50s and 60s. Muhammad Ali. It doesn't compare. Adversity is going to be different for different people. And I know that social media brings its entirely new challenges in today's society. But that's a bad comp. With all due respect to Perk, that is a terrible comparison. It's not even close. It's not. And I think that one of the things that Richard Jepson, who's on the podcast too, brought up, and even Perk brought it up, he's talking about in terms of like putting social media down. You can put it down. That's different. To think that Hank Aaron is getting death threats when he's going to break the home run record is drastically different than you saying, you know what, I'm going to shut my Instagram down for a couple of weeks. I'm going to hop off of Twitter. I'm not going to do that. There's nothing that says that you got to have social media accounts. There's nothing that says that. There is something that says that, you know what, you got to get out there and you got to play basketball for a living. That you got to get out there and you got to play baseball for a living. That you got to go and play football. I did a Q&A for the Quincy Avery Effect, which is the documentary on Hulu. And we did this about 6 weeks ago at the Mall of America in the Rotunda. And one of the individuals that I was interviewing and doing the Q&A with on stage was Warren Moon. Warren Moon got death threats. How is it even comparable that Warren Moon, as a black quarterback and the only black quarterback, still, that is a Hall of Famer, how is it that we comparing him getting death threats way back in the day to now all of a sudden a guy's got to hop off of IG or Twitter or whatever because of the adversity and the trolling from people? Your thoughts, 651-461-9226. Because I don't even think – I love Perk. That's a bad take.
It's not even close. Not even close because, like you said, Henry, if you've got social media, you are in control. You can log off. You can delete. We've seen celebrities do it. We've seen normal people do it. They're like, you know what? I'm done with social media because I don't want to deal with the toxicity. But what they had to deal with, I felt, was a more imminent, right? Like there was a more realistic opportunity to, like, they have to go out of your way. It wasn't some rando that say, you know what? I hate you. You suck. You need to kill yourself. These are people that had more of a direct access to you because social media allows anybody in the world to get in contact with you, good, bad, or otherwise. You can control that. When you've got somebody back in the, when you're talking about, well, yeah, I know they were having, you know, they had death threats. There's no but after death threats. To me, my opinion, if you're talking about death threats, that is as serious as it gets.
Absolutely.
I know.
Absolutely. 651-461-9226. I don't agree with Kendrick Perkins on this particular take. Love to get your reaction to it. But I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to take it a step further. There's another reason why I feel like the adversity that we deal with regards to social media right now is slightly overrated with regards to the take that he had. We get to that next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's a different age. It's a different time. We know that social media brings its own challenges. But what I deal with the text line, social media, it pales in comparison to what Hank Aaron dealt with, what Bill Russell and Muhammad Ali dealt with back in the day. 651-461-9226. Everybody faces some sort of adversity. I get that. But my guy, Kendrick Perkins, I can't agree with him with that particular take. I will say this, though. There is one thing with regards to social media and the challenges that we encounter with social media that makes the adversity slightly overrated. Do you have any idea what that could be?
I do not.
I'm going to tell you why I say that it's slightly overrated in terms of the challenges.
Okay.
We touched on in the prior segment about how we can how we can shut off social media. Mm-hmm. We can turn it off.
Yes.
We can put it down for days. We can put it down for weeks, months, whatever, right? And then get back to it. But there's one specific aspect.
The block?
That people just don't understand. No, I'm not talking about in terms of what you can do on the app.
Okay. Yeah, then I got nothing.
It is, quite simply, that we're addicted to it. That's a me issue. That's a you issue. That's a us issue. There are people in life that aren't addicted to social media. I got friends that don't have to be on social media. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm not addicted to social media because I scroll late at night when you're supposed to go to bed and get, your better sleep and how many hours, and all that stuff, whatever, right? But my point is this. If in my life I encounter and understand that social media is a problem for me, I have no issue with putting it down. That's uniquely different. The addiction to it is problematic. It will make your life hell and more of an issue. That was not what Bill Russell had to deal with. That was not what Muhammad Ali had to deal with. They had to deal with real threats in real time on their lives, the same way that political leaders had to deal with threats and stuff like that. So to me, the addiction to it is a unique aspect too.
Well, I think one thing, social media is an outlet for people to just say whatever they want. And 99% of the time, it's just nonsense. It doesn't go anywhere. There are times where you have to look at the messages and whatever that context is, and you're like, okay, maybe this is something we need to take a little more seriously. But people vent a lot of frustrations. Without social media, where is that outlet? There wasn't that outlet, back in the day. And that's good recognition by you, Henry, to know that if there's a point that if you feel like you are getting too sucked into, TikTok or Twitter, it's not X, it's Twitter. Sorry, Elon. Whatever social media platform that you can step away. Have you ever felt that way? And how did you react?
Ever when
you
felt what way?
Well, like you were too far down. You were too into social media. Did you ever feel like you had to take a step back?
No.
Okay.
I've never felt that way.
Okay. I don't use social media as much as I used to because I don't want to deal with, I've got my reasons for being on social media, but I'm not on it nearly as much as I used to. And they say that social media is not real life. And I really believe that it is because you've got a vocal minority that is on social media. And the thing about social media is if you choose, you can create your own echo chamber and your own safe space. And if that's what you want, that's fine. There are some people that they live in that toxicity. Like they love to muck it up. There are other people. You can have five people with five different ways, reasons for being on social media. But ultimately, I do believe that at the end of the day, when you take a step back, it doesn't really encapsulate real life because there are more people out there that are not on social media mm-hmm. that I believe than that are.
Yeah, but I think in today's society, even though we're in the social media age, we got people that are still old school. Like, I've gotten hate mail here at the station before.
Yeah, so you have.
Yeah, so we got people that are, old school still.
Yeah.
And it is what it is.
Yeah, and I mean, over the course of time, I'm sure you just learn to deal with it. It doesn't make it any better.
It doesn't matter to
me. It doesn't, I know, but wrong is wrong. That's kind of the thing. It doesn't matter whether it's social media. It doesn't matter.
No, but that part doesn't necessarily bother me because, the same way that a person can send you hate mail, other people can send you, mail that says, hey, I appreciate your show. I thank you for talking about, things that are relatable or speak to certain issues, whatever. So you take the good with the bad.
Oh, you absolutely do. And I think when you're talking about some of these athletes from years ago, you didn't really get a lot of the positivity. You didn't get a lot of the, I don't know. I wasn't around when Hank Aaron and, you know, Muhammad Ali and Jackie Robinson and, you know, Satchel Paige and everybody are, you know, Bill Russell are just trying to make their way and establish themselves in their sports. I wasn't around. But just from knowing history, everything you hear is negative. And it was just rooted in ignorance and, you know, not being educated. And I'd like to think that having more information and being more educated will help people, you know, not have that hatred that they used to have.
I think part of the problem nowadays with social media is this. I think that nowadays younger people and younger adults, they care more about things that they shouldn't. They care about being likable. They care about being presentable because they have to do Photoshop and they have to do all these filters and all this stuff. Like, they care about things that they shouldn't have to care about.
It's all about the image you're presenting and your brand.
That was not something that we cared about because it wasn't around when we were in college. Like, it was what it was. Did I want to have nice stuff? Yes. Was my high-end store when I was a college student and I got a few dollars, I wanted to go to J. Crew and get something, you know, some cool boots or a cool sweater or whatever. Like, nowadays, it is you have to see and be seen, and it is laid out there on Instagram. It's all laid out there on social media. And to me, that is an issue, too. But that's more of the way of the world and how young people are trying to navigate social media as opposed to what, and I'm not sitting here saying that if I was a younger person in today's society that I wouldn't have issues or I wouldn't struggle more. I'm just happy that I was born and raised when I was.
Yeah, and I mean, adversity can be subjective, right? Adversity can be health issues. Adversity can be financial. Adversity can be adversity could be a litany of different things, and I think it's all about how you view those roadblocks in your life and if you view that as something that you have to overcome or if you can just, you know, get around it and deal with it.
Yeah. From the 320, Texture says, I get what they are saying, but it's coming from their perspective of what they're experiencing right now. But agreed, this is not as bad as getting death threats from fans. Even Roger Maris got death threats from Yankees fans in 1961, the closer he got to the record. Look, I get that. It's from their perspective. I think the perspective is flawed, though. And I'll tell you another thing. It's different when a player back many years ago was able to provide for their family and put food on the table and have to deal with death threats at the same time, okay? But now we got people complaining about being trolled on social media or being talked about by Stephen A. Smith, and they're making $50 million a year. Like, I'm sure that there's probably some comfort that today's athlete can deal with a lot more than yesteryear's athlete.
There are, but at the same time, I will say this to Kendrick Perkins' point, that some people just, when you have something that happens to you, some people just do not have that mental toughness.
Agreed.
You can have 1,000 people in your corner, but if you have one person that is not in your corner, that is what you're going to focus on. And that is what is going to become an obsession and, you know, can lead to the depression and, you know, all of these negative feelings. So I do understand that, you know, mental health, some people can deal with it. I'm sure if there was somebody that got the sort of messages that you get on the text line or, you know, what you get on social media or, you know, what you get in the mail, I think that they, you know, there are people that might handle it the same way. There may be some people that would just allow them to spiral into something. So I feel like your mental toughness isn't something that, you know, maybe other people that would be in the same situation have.
So are you saying that many years ago that those athletes and those individuals that were raised in the 50s, 60s, and 70s were more mentally tough than nowadays?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take a look more at some of your texts, but we're going to pivot to our first guest of the evening. Look, is the Epstein problem going away for Donald Trump? What about the gerrymandering? Gerrymandering that is taking place in Texas. We'll talk to Aaron Rupar from Public Notice. He joins us next year on The Lake Show. He is back on the show. Aaron Rupar is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Aaron, how you been, man? I'm not sure. Have we talked since I got back from NBA Summer League or not on the show?
Well, we've texted a little bit, but I think this is the first time I've been on the show since before you left. So glad you made it there and back safe. And you saw at least a couple good T-Wolves games. And now we got the rest of the Twin season to look forward to.
I know you're pumped. I know you're stoked. You're going to be supporting the squad this weekend.
I'm going to be there Saturday. You know, I was heartbroken like a lot of fans. I've been surprised by actually how entertaining the games have been, including the one today. So, you know, hey, if they win Friday, I'm going to start saving up money for a playoff strip because I think we're only like six games out of that last spot. So
Whoa. Slow your roll now. Slow your roll. See, now you're doing – see, that's the actual trolling that we were talking about here on social media in the opening couple of segments of the show. All right, let's get to some things that you've discussed and talked about on public notes because clearly the Jeffrey Epstein issue and the problem isn't going away for Donald Trump. And new in public notice, and you put it out on social media earlier today in your newsletter, that the headline says the cult leaders hold weekends. Trump's response to the Epstein crisis is very unlikely on its own to be enough to break his deep spell over his followers, but the debacle is a stark demonstration of his waning abilities. So essentially, you feel like there's a crack in the dam.
Yeah, and to be clear, this piece was by one of my contributors, David Lurie. Yep. But I told him I don't totally agree with the argument, but I think it's one worth considering. And basically, the argument is that, you know, in past iterations, Trump would have recognized that this particular conspiracy theory, given the fact that when Jeffrey Epstein was committing, you know, heinous crimes and running a sex trafficking ring, Trump was really good friends with him, and no one disputes that. You know, you think he would have recognized that putting people like Cash Patel and Dan Bongino, who built huge audiences and made tons of money spreading conspiracy theories about Epstein, was kind of a dangerous game for him. But it seems like he was a little bit overconfident coming out of the election. You know, he didn't really think through the political implications of some of those staffing decisions. And then, you know, now if there's a demand for transparency, the fact that he is refusing to release any of the Epstein files to kind of come clean about what the government actually knows about all of Epstein's various connections and whether, you know, he's obviously named in them, but in what context is he named? You know, he really kind of misplayed this all the way down the line. And now he has driven a wedge into his base and alienated some of his MAGA supporters.
Well, this is the thing that I really it just really throws me off is that I'm just not really sure that I have ever seen an administration, a presidency that just really looks at the American people and just thinks that we're all dumb. Like, I just don't understand it. The whole stuff with like the tariffs and we don't pay the tariffs. Like, it's very, very insulting as an American to have people in this administration lie and lie and lie again. I wonder at what point, and I'm not, you know, this is just kind of an opinion, and I'm just getting your opinion. Is there a line? Is there a point where his supporters are going to literally look at him and say, "We have had enough, man, because we have stood by you, we have supported you through thick and thin, but we can see you're not dealing in reality, and you are lying to our faces, and we're over it."
Yeah, and this is actually the part of today's newsletter that I sort of disagreed with the author about, is that, you know, I think even with Epstein, we've seen that as time has gone on, some of the very people who were concerned, you know, basically raising concerns about the Epstein cover-up, now seem to be getting back on side with Trump again, you know, kind of trying to help him move past this, you know, shift blame onto Bill Clinton or, you know, Jeffrey Summers, people like that, instead, you know, and try to exonerate Trump. And I think, you know, so we see that polarization is still a very powerful thing. And I'm not super optimistic that his supporters will ever kind of see him for what he is. But there's going to be points here, I think, coming up soon where reality is going to intervene. I mean, you know, last week we obviously had Trump firing the Bureau of Labor Statistics head over a jobs report he doesn't like. And, you know, he can try to kind of spin the numbers. A lot of politicians do that. But, you know, when you start kind of trying to fabricate them and you tell people that there isn't actually inflation happening when the grocery prices are going up or that the jobs market is really strong when they lose their job, like it becomes hard to lie to people at a certain point. I think Trump has benefited historically from the fact that typically the economy has been pretty solid when he's been in power. But now his policies are really kind of undermining that. So I think, you know, kind of setting the Epstein stuff aside, I see some warning bells on Trump with the economy. And I don't think we've seen Trump in office when the economy has hit a recession. Obviously, we haven't. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
But if this jobs report from last Friday is any indication, we're heading there really quick, and his tariff policies are playing a large role in that.
Well, you know what? Real quickly, and we're talking to Aaron Rupar from Public Notice Newsletter here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. I do want to get your quick take on that, because that's another thing that's really outrageous, that he fires the person that puts out the information and is trying to spin it in that they are, like, problematic. Like, they're problematic because what you're doing is problematic. It's not that they are themselves being problematic. They are putting out the honest and true information based on the jobs report.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And, you know, it's worth noting that the jobs report was under expectations, but it's not like it was negative job growth where, you know, when we get to that point, then you're in recession territory.
Yep.
It just showed that, you know, the jobs growth wasn't as robust last month as expected. And then the numbers were revised downward both for May and June, which indicated that there weren't as many jobs created that month as initially thought. But this has been a regular thing with the surveys because they revise every month. And you probably remember when Biden was president, this was a very regular thing where the jobs report would come out super strong and then the numbers would be revised downward. But, you know, Biden never had a jobs report quite as bad as the one Trump had last week. I think it's kind of underrated how authoritarian that move was from Trump, that, you know, instead of kind of, you know, taking the information seriously and adjusting policies or even just trying to spin the numbers, you know, basically shooting the messenger, so to speak, by firing this woman, I think is really kind of disconcerting in terms of where we're going. And, you know, you wonder at a certain point, are, you know, the information that stock traders are using, how reliable can that be if it's coming from the government? You know, you're kind of going down a dark path when you know, an administration starts putting its thumb on the scale like that.
So now in Texas, where are we at with this whole redistricting? And, you know, everybody is looking and seeing the Republicans trying to make the play to go ahead and make sure that they're able to get those seats that they want, because they know they have a big issue here with regards to the backlash with the economy and all the promises, unfulfilled promises that President Trump has made. Where are we at with the Democrats in the trying to, you know, leaving the state to block the establishing quorum and all of that? And then also, well, let's start with that. Where are we at with this recent fight and standoff?
Well, Henry, the way that you frame that question, I think, is really important, because all of this stuff is related. You know, if Republicans thought that, you know, the economy was great and Trump's policies were working, I mean, there's no reason to think that they couldn't hold on to their majority next year. But they're seeing the polling, you know, they're seeing that Trump is in the high 30s for approval. They're seeing that their big, beautiful bill, as they call it, you know, has been polling really, really poorly. And, you know, obviously it's going to kick 10 plus million Americans off their health care as of 2027. And so, you know, they're interpreting all those signals as motivation to basically try and rig the congressional maps in Texas to give themselves at least five more seats down there. And, you know, kind of deviously, the Republicans down there put this in as part of a special session that's meant to address the very real need for flood relief from the floods that happened down there about 6 weeks ago. But then they tacked on this gerrymandering bill, which would basically redraw the map midway through the decade, which doesn't usually happen. And so Democrats left the state, you know, House Democrats down in Texas, to deny Texas Republicans a quorum, as you mentioned. And a lot of the Republican officials, like Greg Abbott, the governor down there, have been talking a big game about getting the FBI involved to arrest some of these Democrats who, you know, are in Illinois and New York and kind of traveling around the country holding press events. Nothing has come of that yet. And obviously that'd be a pretty big authoritarian overreach in its own right if the FBI got involved in arresting, you know, legislators who obviously have not committed any crimes here. So right now it's, you know, kind of, that's where it's at. We'll see if Republicans end up finding a way to force this through, but I believe the special session ends next week. So if Democrats can kind of, hold the line until then, that'll throw a wrench into this plan to basically, again, kind of rig five additional House seats in Texas.
All right. How about this for a headline? I'm throwing this at you, just on the fly here. This is from the LA Times. Texas redistricting move could trigger new California maps, Gavin Newsom says. Your thoughts on that in real time?
Yeah, so the issue there is that most states have a lot more constraints on redistricting than Texas does, where it's basically just an up-down vote. Like, for instance, in California, they have an independent commission that helps come up with the maps. Now, I believe in California, what they could do is they could have a constitutional amendment, which I think would need, or a ballot measure, so you need half of the voters to approve that, then you could do it. But the long story short is that, you know, in states like California, New York, up Maryland, there are more restraints on this process because these are states that value good governance. And so they've set up these independent commissions to root out gerrymandering. But now, obviously, with Republicans doing this in Texas, you know, people like Gavin Newsom, Kathy Hochul in New York, have talked about the need, I think, you know, they've talked about this rightfully, to fight fire with fire and to try to claim back some seats for Dems. But like I said, I think it's pretty questionable, you know, to what extent they will be effective just given political constraints in their states.
And let me get to one last thing about the Epstein situation, because we know that Ms. Maxwell has been in the news. They've moved her. There's been a lot of talk here the last week or so about eventually she's going to get a pardon, or there's speculation. People are speculating, well, you know, it's just a matter of time before she gets pardoned, whatever, by Donald Trump. We don't know, you know, how things are going to shake out there. But this is my question. What do you think needs to be, I think, the resolution to all of this for the American people to feel comfortable with Donald Trump and the Epstein files? Or is there no other way for us to feel comfortable other than releasing the entire files?
You know, it's a really sticky thing, because when you talk about releasing the entire files, and this is something Republicans talk about a lot, which I think oftentimes is brought up in bad faith, but just the need to protect the victims, to not provide any sort of identifying information, you know, or even if there are other people who are mentioned in the files, but they weren't, you know, prosecuted for crimes, obviously you have a right to not have your name kind of sullied that by, like that by the government. But I do think that, you know, they're going to get past this, I think Trump is eventually going to have to release more. And now we can think back, like, with the Mueller report during Trump's first term and how then the Attorney General Bill Barr tried to kind of spin that ahead of time. So I wouldn't necessarily trust that they would, you know, provide the sort of transparency that's honest and thorough. But I don't think that, you know, just trying to ride this out is going to work for Trump. And it seems like one of the plays they're considering is incentivizing Ghislaine Maxwell to talk either to Congress or do some sort of hearing where she spills the beans. I think, you know, the fact that you mentioned her being transferred to a different prison in Texas is kind of an indication that they're already, you know, there's a deal in place of some sort there, because that was very highly unusual. But I think even then, I mean, Ghislaine Maxwell is not a credible person. You know, she's already been accused of lying under oath, and obviously she has been convicted of horrible crimes, including the very sex abuse that Jeffrey Epstein was guilty of. So I don't think that's really going to work either, but I think Trump is going to hope that he can do that and that his people will believe it and he can just kind of get through this like he has so many other scandals.
Hey, real quick, I know that you're a Lynx fan. I mean, I know that you're a Wolves fan. I know you're a Twins fan. Are you a Lynx fan?
I am. Yeah, I watched a good chunk of the game last night. Carrington looked amazing, so I'm really getting excited for the playoffs.
I'm ready to, man. I'm ready for that to happen here real soon. We got to get feedback because we're not going anywhere without her, but she'll be back in the next couple of weeks. Hey, Aaron, man, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you, and then we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon.
All right, that's Aaron Rupar from the Public Notice Newsletter joining us here on The Lake Show. We'll break, we'll come back, and wrap up the final segment of the opening hour. All right, welcome back. Lake Show, full show. We got two more hours left. We'll get to the Twins at the top of the hour. Thanks again to Aaron Rupar for being on the show. I do wonder how those that are big-time Trump supporters are looking at all of the Epstein stuff. And what I mean by that is not everybody is going to go ahead and put their head in the sand and just bury. They're not going to do it. They can't do it. There's only so much of running away from a problem you can do. And so I do kind of wonder, like, what's next in terms of, you know, when we were talking earlier about being rational and being irrational, there's no rational way that you can spin all of this. Like, all the things that are happening from, what's her name? That's
Ghislaine Maxwell?
Yes. Like, moving her from Florida to, like, these are things that have not been done and technically are not supposed to be done. So in that way, I wonder how those that have been in the MAGA base are kind of dealing with this right now.
I have family members that don't care that if he's in the Epstein files, they
but
don't.
But how do you not care now? You cared all the time.
No, they don't care. The very fact that, you know, if Donald Trump is implicated in part of the sex trafficking ring, if he is part of, you know, the, you know, kitty diddling, as they would say, whatever he's doing, they don't care that he may have, you know, partaken in the sex trafficking ring and may have had actions with underage girls, you know, forcibly. They just don't care, because I've talked to them and they're like, it doesn't matter.
I think that we should all care.
And it's disturbing.
And if you are the biggest Democrat in the world, you should care. Not just because of Donald Trump, but of lurking predators that are in your party too. Whether it's Bill
yes.
Clinton, whether it's people that we just don't not know of. I don't care if it's Hollywood elites. Air it all out. Let it all out.
Yeah, again, like we said, bad is bad. I don't care who it is that is in there. Like, I cannot. I mean, there are some times where lines, they're like, well, you know, you talk about moving the goalpost.
Yep.
To me, assaulting children, sexually assaulting children, and sex trafficking, all of that, to me, if that is not a line, I don't know what that line is anymore. And that's what makes me really sad, that that's not a deal breaker. And
Now all of a sudden, Pete Diddy thinks he's going to get pardoned. What is the world coming to? Coming up next, we're going to talk Twins. Twins fans, I know you're upset after the trade deadline, but continue to support the team. I'll tell you why next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.